fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And this week, we're looking at an important little book that's been given away to many friends over the years called A Brief Reader on the Virtues of the Human Heart by Joseph Pieper, who was a German philosopher who died. He was one of the great Catholic philosophers of the 20th century. And it's a handy little book. He's written more extensively on, you know, the seven virtues, which we talked about yesterday: faith, hope, and love, prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance. And I wanted to talk about him this week in some way following up from what I discussed last week on the program, which was trying to understand what the recent popes meant by the spiritual conflict that we're in particular, the culture of death that is emerging in the West, and now it's being really promulgated and pushed all around the world, an intensely secular view of human reality and the spiritual realities that unfold when human beings refuse to acknowledge God and decide we're going to go off on our own and define our own reality and what that leads to. And it leads to the deformation and the deconstruction of the human person. We lose sight. We can't see. We can't see the reality of who we are, where we've come from, why we're here, and where we're going. And so we end up becoming ultimately, ironically, as we break the chains of all imposition of law, whether it's natural law, whether it's God's law, whatever, and we reject it all and simply say, I am the master of my own destiny. I self-create. I'm going to create my own reality. I define who I am. And that means I define what's good for me. I define what's right for me. And governments must respect that no matter what I say, you know, as long as I quote unquote don't hurt anybody. Well, you can see that the culture devolving in the West into a culture of death, a way of life where people end up valuing things that are radically opposed to God. And it puts us right back in the place where Christian worldview is very, very clear. There's life and death. There's blessing and curse. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of darkness. There's no in between. There's no middle ground. If we walk away from God, we're walking into darkness. No matter how much technology we have, no matter how much education we have, we will walk into darkness. And then it's going to produce dramatic negative effects on society. So we talked about that last week. It's kind of heavy. But you say, okay, well, what is the Christian view? What's at the root of a culture of life, or the way of life of the Christian, a Christian culture? And it's in the image of the human person, what it means to be a child of God fundamentally. What is the human person? And so he began looking at this little book, The Brief Reader on the Virtues of the Human Heart by Joseph Pieper, because he reminds us that virtue is the utmost of what a man or a woman can be in this life. It's the realization of the human capacity for being. Now, that sounds kind of philosophical and hard to grasp, maybe, but think about it this way. God is, he said to Abraham, I am who am. God is the ground of all being. All that exists, all of life, everything finds its coming to be, its existence in God and God's power, and God holds everything he's created in being. And everything has a purpose and a design that is willed by God, designed by God from the mind of God. And for us to realize the full capacity of our being, which he calls virtue here, the habit of living in a way that's consistent with who I am and how I was made, and for the design and purpose that has been given to me, and live in accord with the destiny and the purpose that I've been called to, all of that. So it recognizes that reality is not something we make up. Reality, and the virtuous person has the deepest grasp on reality, because the virtuous person allows reality to unfold itself, to reveal itself. That's why God has given us a mind, an imagination, a capacity to grasp truth and reality. And he's given us a will that is the freedom to say yes or no to what we perceive and what we understand to be true, right? As reality reveals itself. And so the virtues are habits. The theological virtues God gives these infused graces, these infused virtues at our baptism, faith, hope, and love, and then building on that, really undergirding this prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. And so yesterday I began to talk about those a little bit. Before I want to break them down a little bit more today and maybe tomorrow, because I think they're really important. You say, what is God's will for my life? What does God want me to be? What's the point of my life? Well, Thomas Aquinas lays it out this way. He wants you to live in faith and to live daily in the awareness of the reality of God, the triune God. Second, he wants you to live and strive in hope. He wants you to be confident, with a confident expectation of the fulfillment of your life. He wants you to live in love. He wants you to will the good of your neighbor. He wants to help you love everybody, to even love your enemies. But first of all, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He wants you to be prudent. That is, he wants you to relate to reality as it is. He wants you to say yes to reality as he reveals it. Prudence is the kind of mother of the other virtues. It's the foundation. It allows us to grasp reality in the silence of our mind and our heart, to then say yes, yes, and to will it. You know, the fifth thing, he wants us to be just. He wants you to give to God what belongs to God. He wants you to give to your neighbor what belongs to him. He wants you to not manipulate your neighbor, but he wants you to give just due, what people deserve, what is their right, to give it to them. Sixth, the Christian is brave. He wants you to live with courage. He wants you to be prepared to suffer injury, if need be, even death, for the truth and for the realization of justice. How about that? He wants to give you the courage, that is, the willingness to sustain a wound in the defense of what is true and what is just. It's beautiful. We'll talk about that more as we go on today. And then the Christian is temperate. Namely, he does not permit his desire to possess and his desire for pleasure to become destructive and inimical to his being. So I need to be temperate in drink, for example. I grew up in an alcoholic family. My dad, for a time, struggled with alcoholism. He was intemperate with his drinking for whatever reasons. But by God's grace, really, he became virtuous. He became sober, walked the 12 steps, lived that in his life. But what happened was he was acting in a way, saying yes to a desire and excessively responding to that desire in a way that was inimical. It was destructive to his own being and caused him to do a lot of things and say a lot of things that were acting against his own good. What Pieper gives is a picture of the ground of, because virtue is related, that is the right habits, these virtues are related to the good. That is, God has made us to have a desire for the good. That desire has fallen, it's broken in us because of concupiscence, because of the reality, the presence of sin. But the good is that at which all things aim, the philosophers always said. He said, so he wants to say we all have a duty to pursue the good in relationship to God, the good in relationship to our neighbor, the good in relationship to society. He said all duty is based upon being. We're back to kind of a philosophical concept, could be hard to grasp, but it's actually quite simple. It's beautiful. Remember, being is related to God, who created all things, who made things for a purpose. And there's a truth about all that is created. The truth is the essence of the person of what God created in the human person. And so we have a duty to grasp reality on its own terms, is what he's saying. So, for example, the simplest thing is to talk again about abortion. It's a big moral issue in our time, isn't it? It's a huge issue. And one of the fundamental problems is that people are failing in their duty toward being in this area. What do I mean? He says that reality is the basis of all ethics, and goodness is the standard of reality. Now, in trying to figure out what's the good in that situation, when someone's facing the decision of whether to have an abortion or not, one of the first things we need to do is to be prudent. That is, we need to be silent before being, before the reality of what we're looking at. And what are we contemplating? We're contemplating removing this child. Let's just put that language first, right? Well, what is it that I'm removing? I said the word child. What is it that we're removing? Is it a cyst? Is it cancer? What is it? No, it's a human being. Okay, so a prudent person understands that to live virtuously, to will the good, that's what a good person does, wills the good, I have to be honest and do the work of trying to grasp the reality of what I'm about to do. I'm about to remove this growth in me. What is this growth? It is a human being. Now, that reality ought to speak to my mind, and it ought to move my will in a particular direction. Even though my emotions are all over the place, they're unruly. I have to bring my emotions under the rule of my mind and my will, because my desire is to do what's good. And I understand this is a human being, and it's never, ever right in any circumstance for me to take the life of an innocent person. The prudent person there is allowing the reality of the humanity of this child to speak to my mind, and I can grasp it. And I'm responsible before God to recognize this reality, to do the work of then willing the good. Because if I decide not to will the good, if I say, look, yes, I know that it's probably a human being, but I don't want this child now, and it's too much of a burden. And people around you are saying, oh, geez, just get rid of the child. It's not, I mean, yes, it's a big deal, but it's the right thing to do because you don't want to slow down your life. You don't want to have undue burden right now, and maybe you're not ready for it. So all these voices are part of what we have to deal with as we're seeking in prudence and to get to the heart of what is the truth here. And no matter how I feel, the good person wills the good. I'm going to do the right thing here, knowing that I can trust God to help me deal with what looks very scary for me, that is having an unwanted child, having to carry the burden of raising a child. Whatever that fear is that you have, you don't allow that fear to control you and overcome you and lead you to make a decision that's wrong or is actually evil. No matter what you, it's not enough simply to intend to do it. To say, look, I wanted to do the right thing, and this is what I see as the right thing. I'm not ready for this child, so this child's not going to be loved the way it should be loved, so I'm going to abort the child. I mean, that's the culture's thinking. It's very common for someone who's up with an unwanted pregnancy there that, to have to deal with those things. But friends, what saves us here is knowing that we're called to live virtuously, that to find ourselves, to reach completion and fulfillment, the best person we can be is to live a virtuous life. And virtue here is determining what determines my duty is reality. Not my feelings are not my ultimate reality, but the reality of the act that I'm about to commit. Friends, this is so fundamental to our psychological, spiritual, and moral health. I'm going to talk about some more of these virtues again tomorrow, but let's internalize this and know that God wants to help us become all that we can be for His glory. God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.